The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network.
The Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
Aloha! Bob here with this week's Bubble Genius Showcase item of the week. Oh my God, it's my favorite hibiscus soap. I love this hibiscus-shaped soap so much that Bubble Genius actually named it after me. It's Bob's favorite hibiscus soap. Go to bubblegenius.com/bob-hibiscus for soap that not only smells like Hawaii, but it massages your hands while you wash. I personally don't use any other hand soap, and I think you'll be hooked too. Only $8 for a 3-pack at bubblegenius.com, but if you use our promo code Bob and Chez, that's B-O-B-A-N-D-C-H-E-Z, you'll get 15% off your entire order only at bubblegenius.com. And now, let's start the damn show!
Recorded live in the USA and covering the whole wide world, this is the Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
Right on!
With Bob Seska and Chez Pazienza.
I don't know what to do. My voice is weak. It's weak. Anyway, if I had this part in the picture, you know, it puts me right back up on top again. But this man out there, he won't give it to me. The head of the studio.
What's his name?
Waltz. Waltz. He won't give it to me in there. He says there's no chance. No chance. A month ago, he bought the movie rights to this book, a bestseller. And the main character is a guy just like me. Why, I wouldn't even have to act. Just be myself. Oh, Godfather, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do.
You can act like a man! What's the matter with you? Is this how you turned out a Hollywood Pinocchio that cries like a woman? What can I do? What can I do? What is that nonsense? Ridiculous. You spend time with your family?
Sure I do.
Good. Because a man who doesn't spend time with his family can never be a real man.
The voice of the world, the sound with the beat, the sound that sets you tapping your feet. Radio, the sound of year-round pleasure.
The Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
It is Tuesday, July 7, 2015, and this is the Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show. I am Bob Seska. That is Chez Pazienza. There.
Hello.
We are brought to you by BubbleGenius.com. It's the best bath and body products in the entire universe. Also brought to you by The Bowen Law Group and attorney Charles J. Bowen. If you need a lawyer, better call Bo. In fact, all you got to do is go to thebowenlawgroup.com/Bob and Chez or click the link on the podcast page. You're going to get free legal advice, and that's exclusive to Bob and Chez Show listeners only. So don't go handing around that URL. Use it yourself. Hoard it, if you will. Charles Bowen waiting to hear from you. Okay. We've got a gigantic show to get to today. We're going to talk about Donald Trump. We're going to talk about Sarah Palin. We're going to talk about Dinesh D'Ouchebag. Plus Ben Carson said something really stupid. They're blaming Obama for everything that the Republicans are doing. We may get to the crazy South Carolina state senator if we have time, but we may have to bump that over to the postmortem show. It's kind of a postmortem kind of thing. Chez and I both wrote about that guy this week, so a lot of what we had to say is already out there. But I want to play a little bit of the audio and talk about that. But and Bernie Sanders made me scratch my head a couple of times. I'm a fan of Bernie Sanders. I don't necessarily think he can win the nomination, but I'm a fan. And he said a couple of things that made me go, and I don't know. Maybe now I'm being the Puritopian or whatever the hell that neologism is that they came up with regards to him. I don't know. Could be. Oh my God. But before we get to any politics, we have to. I know it's not necessarily political, but it is racist. So we have to talk about Paula Deen and one of her nitwit boys. I remember, I don't know if it was on the after party or the free show. But we were, for some reason, we were playing the sad Dixie music. This music. It's for the sad racists. And I remember, Chez, you said, when is Paula Deen going to say something racist again so we can play this music under her apology? Her sad, teary-eyed apology. Paula Deen has done something racist again. Oh, good Lord. And this was just, it wasn't necessarily Paula Deen, but she was in on it. This came down over social media. And I know it's not like politics, but we love busting on Paula Deen because she's such a racist. So this thing came down on social media where she tweeted out this picture of her and her son, James Deen. Is it James Deen?
Jamie
Deen.
Is he the gay one?
He's the gay one.
One of them's gay.
Yeah.
One of them's so, so freaking flaming gay.
So for some reason, they took a picture of themselves as Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz, or like Lucy and Ricky, right? For you millennials listening in, this is an old show in the 50s. It was called I Love Lucy, and it was starring Lucille Ball and Cuban heartthrob Desi Arnaz as Ricky Ricardo. So they're dressed up in this picture with Paula Deen dressed up like Lucille Ball. And her son,
in keeping with Southern culture, her son dressed as her husband.
Right. So that's her son weird. Is. That was my first reaction was to notice, of course, the main thing, which we're going to get to in a second. But first of all, they're posed as husband and wife, which is just weird. And then I don't know. There's some doofy guy doing a derp face behind him. I have no idea who that is. There's some other white guy right behind them.
That's their Snurdly.
He's just making a big old derp face. All right. So the point being that James Deen. Oh, wait. No. It's Bobby Deen.
Oh, is it Bobby Deen?
Bobby Deen. Are there multiple Deens?
There are two Deens. There are two Deen brothers. I can't remember them. I thought it was Jamie Deen and Bobby Deen. I don't know.
Okay. Well, apologies to Jamie Deen.
I'm happy to say that. I don't know for sure.
Okay. But Bobby Deen is dressed in brown face. Bobby Deen, playing Ricky Ricardo, decided that it would be more authentic if he painted his face brown.
God. Which is odd because Desi Arnaz wasn't really all that dark skinned.
No.
At all.
No. Man. No. 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 Of course not. Desi Arnaz, if he didn't have the accent and changed his name to something else, like Bill Smith or whatever, he would have blended in perfectly as just any Caucasian guy. But for some reason, they've got this guy with his hair spray painted black or something, and then with this ridiculous brown face. Like, what is... And then it gets tweeted out, and then she instantly deletes it. Which is, like, maybe the worst thing you could possibly do, because then it...
I could just do the mouth hanging... Hi, sp***! Big mouth hanging open.
But then, I mean, what made it worse here is that after that, like an idiot, she fired her social media manager.
There you go.
Because she's got a service that you know, takes care of all of her tweets and her Facebook crap and all that stuff.
As if the social media person was the one who put brown makeup on Bobby Deen.
Right.
That's always been Paula Deen's thing. It's like, I'm going to do this, but I just don't want anybody to know about it.
Because I think the tweet actually said, Lucy, you got a lot of splaining to do.
There you go. Thank you.
And it said, hashtag Transformation Tuesday, and then she tagged Bobby Deen, or the social media manager did. Now, if she's thinking that it was the message itself, like it was what, you know, the quote from the show, Lucy, you got a lot of splaining to do. Right. If she thinks that was the racist part of it, she's out of her blessed mind. so that's why she fired the social media guy.
I don't know. Because, I mean, look, you know. In the immortal words of Warren Oates, if you're walking on eggs, don't hop. And she is hopping on eggs.
So good. I'm really looking forward to now the apology tour.
I want to apologize to everybody for the wrong that I've done. I want to learn and grow from this. Inappropriate, hurtful language is totally, totally unacceptable. I've made plenty of mistakes along the way, but I beg you, my children, my team, my fans, my partners, I beg for your forgiveness. Please forgive me for the mistakes that I've made.
Aww, poor, poor Paula Deen.
That's good. That's a winner.
So, okay. Well, good. We'll maybe have the actual apology by Thursday. Thursday. Paula Deen, if you're listening, if any of your people are listening, we do another show on Thursday. So it'd be great to have the next apology by then. You know, just thank you in advance. All right. So moving along to another one of your favorite people. This was maybe my favorite news story so far of the week. Sarah Palin has quit or been fired from her Sarah Palin channel thing.
Yeah, the one run by John Klein and Jeff Gaspin.
Jeff Gaspin, yeah. And I'm wondering, they're unclear as to whether or not she was quitting or they weren't making any money out of it. Here's her explanation for why she's decided to leave. I don't know. She doesn't even actually she explains it away as being, though, all the content is now free on Sarah Pack and on her Facebook page.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for your support and to let you know personally that we're making all of my content free now. It's starting August 1st. Everything's free. And just to let you know that it is an honor to have you subscribe. Really, it's been so illuminating and still is so illuminating to read and to respond to many of your insightful comments about current events, about so many things going on in our world today. Now, it's with an important presidential election coming up that we're going to do this.
Yada, 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 yada. You know, my question here is, if people signed up for a year-long membership to the Sarah Palin channel, is she going to reimburse all those people, or is she just going to take the money and run? is she going to pay back all of her people who, you know, deserve another, whatever it is, 5 months, 6 months?
I don't know.
Worth of Sarah Palin content for whatever the hell it was they were paying. I mean, some crazy expensive rate to subscribe
really?
To that thing. Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, as I said on the Stephanie Miller show this morning, it's not like Sarah Palin's just doing this on the side. This is like a legitimate production company that's running this thing.
Right. Yeah, and they were just stupid to begin with to think that she is somebody who has enough cultural cachet to be able to, you know, bring in a lot of money for them. Just no way.
No. So it could be that she's quitting. And if that's the case, she will have done the Sarah Palin channel gig for about half as long as the time that she was governor.
Right.
So her quitting timeline seems to be getting shorter. But it's also possible, as I said at the beginning, that they were just losing all kinds of money on this and just had to cut bait because... Right. Yeah, I mean, there's only so much of that. There's only so much of this voice.
Hey, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart.
That people can actually pay for and take.
I haven't checked on, not like I was going to, but I haven't really looked into anybody else that Gaspin and Klein have signed up for this little service of theirs. So I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know how they're doing.
But, you know, as long as her content's free, I'm going to be happy because there's going to be a lot more of it then. Or at least I'll have more access to it. And, you know, I never actually paid. I wasn't about to pay.
The only thing I can say for Sarah Palin is that when she writes something on Facebook, it's actually her.
Yeah.
Nobody else can ramble that way. I mean, if there's somebody out there, like she has a social media person who can perfectly imitate that idiotic way that she talks, her cadence and just the word salad and all that crap. If she has somebody who can do that, that person's a genius.
Yeah, you know, I think she's got, I think there are two people. I think she has an assistant that does some of it because there are posts that she does that are very technical and very straightforward and there's not a lot of word salad. And then there's the crazy posts.
Yeah, and the crazy's her.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to get to, in a little bit here on the show, we're going to get to something that, that Trump wrote today, and I swear to God, it's like a drunk tweet. It's like he was drunk texting his assistant or something like this with his rant about the Mexican rapists thing.
Yeah.
It just screams out drunk texting. But that, I think in a lot of ways, I think she either You know what? I don't think she drinks a whole lot. I just think that she's a moron. And she writes these things up that sound like she's been drinking.
It's the quote of the year. I don't think she drinks a lot. I just think she's a moron. No, totally. You're absolutely right.
So, you know, we're not necessarily deprived of anything. In fact, we're going to get more of Sarah Palin now. I believe that's the case. Obviously, she's going to become increasingly irrelevant. And it's not really going to matter what she says. But
yeah, but you know what? It's always astonished me. It's just astounding to me what it takes now to have the media finally give up on you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, it seems like that, like, it's taking, as we move on, as the sort of famous for nothing cycle grows exponentially, it seems like it's taking longer and longer for people. Their shelf lives are extending.
Yeah.
A lot longer. You know, we were able to get rid of Paris Hilton without too much trouble. Lindsay Lohan is finally kind of, you know, petering out.
Right.
But the Kardashians are still going strong. And for some idiotic reason, people give a shit about whatever just droplets of stupidity tumble out of Sarah Palin's mouth.
Yeah, yeah.
At any given hour.
Well, I mean, there you have sort of the baby boomer white guys, you know, who just are on the last bits and pieces of their libido, and they like, you know what, they like these idiots, like stupid semi-attractive women. I think, quite frankly, I think Sarah Palin's odd looking. I've always thought Sarah Palin was odd looking and not necessarily.
Sarah Palin's attractive at all.
No,
genuinely. And I've had a thing for older women for a long time until I finally got to the age where no, not now.
No, wait, what is this? What was that transformation like?
Nothing. I just finally hit the age where, like, everybody older than me is just, you know, wow, I'm getting myself in such trouble here. Like, I'm now 45 years old. Older women for me is like, you know, a grandmother, my grandmother.
Well, I mean, if you're talking 20 years older, but yeah, well, yeah. I get it. I get what you're saying.
You know what? That's a good point. Now, you know what? 50-50 sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
Depends on how well you take care of yourself. I say this as somebody who, like, you know, I just went to the doctor and my blood pressure is 172 over 112. So as if I take care of myself.
Oh, my God. That's insane. I mean, are you sure you're not going to keel over, like, during the show?
No, I'll probably die soon.
Oh, God.
But that's all right. That was kind of what I wanted anyway, so I'm good. I'm now on like four different kinds of blood pressure medication.
Right, on top of everything else. On that note, let's take a break. Back with more show right after this. Okay, let's talk Patreon. In case you're just joining us, we're rallying all of our listeners to sponsor our little podcast here. And if we reach our crowdfunding goal, we'll give you new full-length shows every weekday. Meanwhile, if you pledge $1, $5, $10, or $15 per month, you'll not only help finance the show, but you'll also get Patreon-only rewards, such as our post-mortem show, our drunken after-party podcast, and for $15 per month, you'll get all of that, plus a commercial-free, unbleeped version of our full-length Tuesday and Thursday shows. If everyone listening right now pledged just $1 a month, that's 12 cents per show, we'd far exceed our goal. Go right now to patreon.com/Bob and Chez. That's patreon.com/Bob and Chez. Thank you for your support.
The Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
Yes, it is. Welcome back today. Hope you had a great 4th of July weekend. I did nothing. Didn't do a damn thing. Doing all right.
Yeah, Taryn and I had a nice time doing pretty much the same.
Watching the Tour de France on television now. I haven't caught up with True Detective yet, but I do plan on doing that.
I like it. It's fascinating.
Yeah. You know, there's an announcer on the Tour de France, and I feel the need to break out the Beavis and Butthead sound effect every time they mention it. The guy's name is Steve Schlanger. I just be like, Schlanger. Schlanger. He's a great announcer. He's got a funny last name. All right. So moving along, speaking of guys with funny last names, Dinesh D'Ouchebag.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see what he did? He retweeted this fake picture of Hillary Clinton. It's like a Photoshop picture of Hillary Clinton, younger Hillary Clinton, with allegedly a Confederate flag, like in and amongst, like a bookcase behind her. And he tweets out, look closely at this Hillary photo. Isn't that a Confederate flag behind her on the bookshelf?
Isn't that a Photoshop, you jagoff?
Right. Dinesh D'Souza getting had by an obvious Photoshop. And it's just on top of it. I mean, right away, of course, Charles Johnson from Little Green Footballs debunked it immediately. And also, by the way, not getting any credit for being the guy who discovered the Photoshop. If there's a faked document, Charles Johnson from Little Green Footballs will discover it pretty much right away. So it was already out there that it was fake. And then Dinesh Douchebag goes ahead and tweets it out. Look, you know, we all have our little moments of derp on online, especially in social media. You know, occasionally I'll find an article that'll be really compelling and I'll save it to go write about it for the Daily Banter or Salon or something like that. Be like, oh my God, this is a big deal. And then I'll start to write it and then I'll notice on the article that it's from 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, the problem for Douchebag, of course, is that the Confederate flag was photoshopped into the picture of Hillary Clinton, the 1960s era image of Clinton taken while she was a student at Wesley College as part of a Getty Images online collection. However, in the original photo, there is no Confederate flag on the bookshelf behind her. The flag was apparently photoshopped into the image that Douchebag circulated through his social media accounts.
Well, this, you know, here's the thing. We're laughing at him, but he doesn't care.
No.
He doesn't care that he made that mistake.
Right.
You know, the people who give a shit about him don't care. And when he got nailed, did you see how he corrected it? He said, okay, well, let's take our eyes off that flag and concentrate more on her hair and glasses.
Oh, my
get it?
God,
she
really?
She looks like a nerd. This is coming, keep in mind, from Dinesh D'Souza.
And he still left it open to be authenticated.
Who looks literally like the inside of the locker that some kid was beat up and stuffed into.
Yeah, he tweeted out then, even if the Confederate flag, and he made that into a hashtag for some reason, even if the hashtag Confederate flag was edited into this Hillary photo, what is going on with those glasses and that hairdo?
I agree.
Jesus Christ, yeah. What a dick.
Okay. Okay, kid who I swear to God got his ass kicked every single day at school. Every single day.
Yeah.
You really shouldn't be talking about how somebody looks, Dinesh.
Then the Daily Beast contacted him to comment about the thing. And said
sort of day prison he's staying at?
Yeah, Olivia Nutzi emailed him and got the response back from Dinesh Douchebag. Whoops, I did not know that. He said, whoops, I did not know that. Someone sent it to me, and I figured it must have been from their Arkansas days. I am doing a correction. Well, his correction wasn't a correction. He still left it open to be real, because he said, even if the Confederate flag... No, it was put in there.
Right. And he just doesn't give a crap. He doesn't care.
Of course
he doesn't. That's the thing. That's the thing between the left and right, mm-hmm. which is that the right is feeding its army red meat. And if the red meat is bullshit, so what? Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know, the left, Jesus. MSNBC, if they make a mistake, will fall all over themselves to issue corrections and to apologize to everybody and to get on their knees and blow whoever Reince Priebus says they need to.
And, of course, there's the Fox News manner of correcting themselves, like 5 weeks later.
Yeah.
Like Bill O'Reilly saying something remarkably false. And then coming on 5 weeks later, it'll be like July. He'll say, yeah, back in May, we reported something on the Factor and it turned out to be not true. So write me a letter if you want to opine.
You sound like you're doing Norm MacDonald doing Turd Ferguson on Celebrity Jeopardy.
Yeah, that's right.
Turd Ferguson.
Yeah. Well, you know what? There is sort of a similarity between that voice, the Burt Reynolds voice and Bill O'Reilly. It's sort of dismissive and a little bit like jive and truncated.
Yeah.
Just because he doesn't have time. He doesn't have time for you. He doesn't have time to speak in complete sentences to you. So, okay. So moving on, I guess we'll do some election news. Or at least get started with our election news today. Okay, this this particular news story isn't getting a whole lot of traction today, but it kind of stuck out like a sore thumb to me. Our favorite sleep tape, Ben Carson, said that Barack Obama is responsible for race wars and, as a bonus, the war on women. And a whole slew of other wars, is what Ben Carson said. We're just going to dive in with this audio here. This is Ben Carson on some right-wing radio show.
I think I would use the bully pulpit to help people realize what we have in common rather than what separates us.
Right.
What it's been used for the last several years is to create wars, you know, a war on women, race wars, anytime there's anything involving people of two different races, income wars, you know, always class warfare, religious wars now, age wars.
Right.
You know, these are exactly the kinds of things that you want to do when you want to destroy a society, not when you want to bring people together.
First of all, the worst sounding radio show in the history of radio shows.
Exactly.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben Carson right here. Ready to go sleep? Ready to go sleep. Hey, do you like to drink water before you go to bed? I sometimes do. Then I notice the pattern on the floor as I go to the bathroom to make a pee-pee. Sometimes I make small potty. And other times I make big potty. It doesn't matter what you do.
God. This is becoming an ongoing theme where these Republicans who are all about personal responsibility aren't taking dick for responsibility for their own thing. Donald Trump says something heinously racist and then just refuses to take responsibility for it. It's everyone else's fault. Why is everyone being mean to me? We're going to get to that in a second. But here's Ben Carson. His party actually is waging a legislative war on women's reproductive rights. That's verifiable. That's empirically true, right? But now it's Barack Obama who's waging the war on women now.
Well, yeah, it's the deflection. That's all it ever is.
That's a war on women, race wars, any kind of anything. Income wars, always class warfare, always the class warfare. Religious war now, age wars. Now, look, when was there an age war? Are you aware of the age war?
No.
I'm not sure.
What the hell is he talking about? What is he ever talking about?
Ben Carson is waging a war on being awake.
Yes.
Now it's time to go to sleep. Are you ready? Imagine yourself floating over the IKEA and all of its Norwegian furniture. How about those instructions for the IKEA furniture? Really difficult to understand sometimes. And sometimes they don't give you all the dowel rods that you need to assemble that Nordic-sounding shelf. And then you're without the dowel rods, and then you're without a shelf. Then you gotta drive back and get more dowel rods. Nighty-night. Ben Carson. All right. God damn. All right. So I've been talking about Trump. We're gonna get into Trump here after a very, very short break. Back with more show right after this.
Bionic Dan Bidondi here from the Bionic Dan Bidondi's Bionic Italian Deli. With our new location in Woonsocket, Rhode Island, Bionic Dan Bidondi's Bionic Italian Deli is celebrating summertime with our Bionic Summertime Specials. But before we do that, folks, I want to talk about these people who are always trying to lower me with their articulate words. I don't even want to say their names or whatever, folks. It's my competitors, Beefy Dick Megiddo's Beefy Italian Deli. This Beefy Dick retard thinks he's better than me, and he's just
this week's summertime specials.
Stop by our Woonsocket, Rhode Island store for our Agenda 21 21-inch Italian hoagie for your pool party or backyard barbecue. It's got a lot of dings, including bologna. Plus, you get our finest Rhode Island seagull meat. The Rhode Island seagull is considered poultry, I think, but there ain't no GMOs in my bionic seagull meat. But wait, there's more dings. Ass-kicking maniac yak meat, $3.49 a pound. Only Bionic Dambadani's Bionic Italian Deli specializes in yak, folks. It's the Cadillac of wild game. We hunt and butcher only the finest male yaks. Then we smoke the maniacs in our beef-smoking monster beef smoker and slice it thin or dick-sliced. But I'm sure Beefy Dick Megiddo's Beefy Italian Deli is getting lots of excitement when he hears this because he's going to start serving maniac meat. But sorry, Beefy Dick Megiddo's Beefy Italian Deli. You got a long way to go, Beefy Dick.
Hold it right there.
More dings. This month only, Alex Jones listeners eat for free from our Bionic Dambadondi Suplex Soupplex machine. Six varieties of fresh hot soup to choose from. Try our New World Order New England Clam Chowder, Gun Grabbing Gazpacho, Chemtrail Consomme, Biblical Prophecy Bouillabaisse, False Flag Finesga, and our Summertime Suplex Soup Special. That's right, folks. It's our Audit the Foe soup, direct from Vietnam. And the Vietnam War was started by a false flag with the Gulf of Tonkin. It's
one more thing.
It's been exactly 1 week since the last time a Bionic Dambadondi's Bionic Italian Deli employee chopped off a finger in our beef-smoking monster beef slicer. So we're celebrating this milestone by offering zesty head cheese for $5.99 and Brunswagger. I'm sorry, folks. This thing with Beefy Dick Megiddo has just made me so... I could rage about that for hours, but we don't have enough time for that. Listen, Beefy Dick, you're going to get evil scum.
So get all your deli meats at Bionic Dambadondi's Bionic Italian Deli because...
Bionic Dambadondi's Bionic Italian Delicatessen Bionic Dambadondi's Bionic Italian Delicatessen is great.
Shove Bob and Chez into your pants and haul them around with you wherever you go. Subscribe to the Bob and Chez Show in the podcast section on iTunes.
Oh my God, the second half of today's show is brought to you by the BobSeska.com Amazon link. If you shop at Amazon.com, enter the site using our link. It's just below the logo at BobSeska.com, and we get a small commission from everything you buy. It costs you nothing and helps support the show. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you so much. Okay, and also, while I'm saying thank you to people, thanks to our brand new affiliate, Little Green Footballs. Also, our brand spanking new affiliate, the Huffington Post. We are now on the Huffington Post twice a week.
Cool.
We got...
makes sense, since that's where we both started. Kind of.
Right. Well, I mean, in last Thursday's show, I don't mind tooting our own horn, but we got... on our SoundCloud file alone, we got... 2,500 listens or downloads, whatever you want to call it, whatever the SoundCloud term is, which is a pretty big deal, because usually very few people listen to the SoundCloud version of the show.
Right. Yeah.
So usually it's like something piddling, because you can see it right there on the SoundCloud file. So I'm not revealing any state secrets here, but it's usually like, I don't know, 100, 200, 250 at most. 2,500. Thanks to the Huffington Post. So if you want to listen to the show and you're a frequent reader of the Huffington Post, you can listen to it there. You can listen to it at BobSeska.com. You can listen, oh my God, all kinds of places. TheRealmNetwork.com. You can listen on iTunes. You can listen on Stitcher. We got it everywhere. We're everywhere now. Okay. All right, moving along to, more election news. I guess this would be more like clown car news, because it's Trump.
Oh, yeah.
Just God, the whining lately from these people. It is remarkable. He issued this, like, this lengthy 3-page statement. He issued a 3-page statement about his Mexican rapist's remark. He's just confounded that people were offended by what he had to say.
Yeah, I know.
And it was all like, poor me. Everyone's criticizing me. It's taken me so long to, and it's been so difficult running for president and being criticized like this.
And make no mistake, this is going to hurt him. When this campaign is over, he's going to have nothing left.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing in terms of sort of being the pop culture force that he is. And that's what his entire business is based on.
Right.
You know, his business is his name.
Exactly.
And his name is now crap.
Exactly.
I mean, I don't know how it wasn't crap a long time ago. I have no f***ing clue. But
well, everyone he's associated with is pulling ties with him. I mean, they're all just bailing out. And the question is whether or not they're going to permanently bail out, or whether they're just, you know, going to, all right, we're going to wait till he's done running for president, and then we'll get back in, which is probably, well, I don't know if that's necessarily what NBC, well, NBC's already fired him, so NBC's a foregone conclusion. But some of these other people, like Macy's and so on, I don't know. I mean,
And he needs NBC. Make no mistake about it. Lawrence O'Donnell talked about that back in 2011. He needs NBC. He needs to have that show on the air because that furthers his brand. Otherwise, with all of this gone, with that show gone, all he is when he stops running for president, all he is you know, some asshole ranting on Twitter. That's it.
Right, right. But I mean, I still think there's a place for him probably at Fox. I mean, Fox has been circling the wagons for him.
Oh yeah,
and I think that the Fox network. Probably not. I mean, he'll certainly appear on Fox News Channel, but I think the Fox network is chafing at the bit to get something going with him as far as a TV show goes. So this statement was kind of funny to me. There were lots of little funny moments in this 3-page statement where he just, first of all, right off the bat, not only did it sound like he drunk texted it, because it was all like, it was both at the same time narcissistic and megalomaniacal. But then it was also like, oh, I'm so sad. Like he's sitting there sobbing and hammering out this text to his assistant. He starts out right away, and it almost sounds like, too, it almost sounds like a crappy commenter in a discussion forum. I don't understand why no one understands me. He said here right away, I don't see how there's any room for misunderstanding or misinterpretation of the statement I made on June 16th during my presidential announcement speech. Well, it wasn't that people misunderstood him. It's that what he said was very well understood to be racist.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What he said was horrific.
God. I don't understand. Why is everyone so angry at me? I didn't do nothing wrong.
You can act like a man. What's the matter with you?
So he also said here, they're not sent. Oh, yeah. This is, he quoted his own speech, right? He quoted his own announcement speech. That was paragraph 2. And he included, like, the parenthetical statements about his gestures during the speech.
Wow.
So it's like, he says in the speech, they're not sending you, and then parentheses, he's got pointing to the audience. They're not sending you, he said again, pointing again in parentheses. What is that?
God, what a mess.
Did you get that he was pointing from the fact that he says, I was pointing at the audience?
He's such a mess.
He really is.
What a disaster. What a joke.
I wrote in Salon. I'm looking forward to the day when I read a transcript of a Trump speech that includes the parenthetical, wig awkwardly blows in the wind.
Yeah.
I'm looking for that one, because that one will actually be entertaining. Then he said there are, in many cases, criminals. Oh, they are. He said the Mexicans are, in many cases, criminals, drug dealers, and rapists, etc. I wonder what the etc. means. But that, of course, is demonstrably false.
You know, right.
There's been a number of statistics and a number of studies done where there's large immigrant populations and the crime rate has actually gone down in those areas. Chicago, Los Angeles, Miami, New York. The 2008 California study found that cities with relatively larger inflows of immigrants between 2000 and 2005 tended to see lower rates of violent crime. So sad for Donald Trump.
You can act like a man. What's the matter with you?
Then he said, because he hasn't gone far enough in indicting Mexicans. He said, by the way, did you see that he tweeted out or he retweeted someone who was saying that Jeb Bush is only opposed to Donald Trump's remarks on immigration because Jeb Bush's wife is Mexican?
Yeah, he's really digging a hole there.
He really is, and he keeps talking and talking and talking, and it's not getting better for him, except for this huge demographic in the Republican Party that's eating this up.
Of course, that's the thing. They like the fact that he's willing to speak his mind.
Yeah,
he doesn't hold back.
Right. And, of course, it's the Fast Dixie crowd that just seems to love Donald Trump. Well, how many times has he been married? 3 times? Thrice married New Yorker with orange hair?
Shocking.
So he also said in this statement, likewise, tremendous infectious disease is pouring across the border. So he didn't even bother to say that Mexican immigrants with infectious diseases are pouring across the border. He just referred to them categorically as infectious diseases themselves. He said, likewise, tremendous infectious disease is pouring across the border. Not people with diseases, again, but
where is
the
he,
disease
where is
himself.
He, where are he... Why am I, you know, I was going to say, where is he getting the information to back this up? The statistics, the facts, which of course he's not. He has nothing. He has nothing.
No.
He just says he talks out of his ass. That's all he does.
Right. So not only are
contradicting himself, whether he has absolutely no basis for what he's saying, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Because all that matters is that the people who are eating this up are eating it up.
Right. Right. Then he has the cojones to say, I have great respect for Mexico and love their people and their people's great spirit.
Right. I have great respect for Mexico. I love Taco Bell.
I'm just not a big fan of the people who happen to be infectious diseases.
I'm a very big fan of that George Lopez fella.
And then he gets really, he starts to have a pity party. He really starts to feel sorry for himself. He said, I have lost a lot during this. You know what I need here? You know what would be perfect for this? You see, I need the appropriate music for Donald Trump being sad. All right, here we go. I've lost a lot during this presidential run, defending the people of the United States. I've always heard that it was very hard for a successful person to run for president.
You can act like a man! What's the matter with you?
Poor Donald. So sad. For just $5 a month, for the price of a cup of coffee, you too can support Donald Trump's campaign for president.
Yeah.
So then he goes on to say, after the speech was made, there were numerous compliments. And indeed, this is his announcement speech. After that speech was made, there were numerous compliments and indeed many rave reviews using the dick quotes. For some reason he put dick quotes around reviews as if they might not be real, and he's inadvertently admitting that they're not real.
Yeah.
Because why else would you put quotes around reviews other than to say, yeah, they were reviews. what a colossal moron. And then he ends with this, which is just pure Donald Trump. Even though he's like, he's practically crying, he then ends by saying, I would be the best jobs president that God ever created.
There you go. Yeah, he knows his audience.
Up his own ass is
completely.
What he is.
Oh, completely.
All right, got to take one last break. Back with more show right after this.
You can't always get a clean you can feel good about inside and out unless you're using Bubble Genius Bath and Body products. See, Bubble Genius is a woman-owned small business proudly creating our vegan-friendly products in America and supporting other U.S. businesses by buying our ingredients and supplies from them as often as possible. Plus, you'll be hard-pressed to find packaging as recyclable as ours. Visit BubbleGenius.com and check out our cause-related items, too, like our global warming soap and a lot more. We donate our proceeds for those items to worthy causes, like organizations combating climate change and mountaintop removal mining. Good stuff like that. We also send our products to the troops overseas through our Buy a Soldier a Shower campaign. Because the least we can do is keep them smiling and smelling great, right? So visit BubbleGenius.com and feel good and clean. Bubble Genius. Doing our part to make the world a better place, one bathtub at a time. That's BubbleGenius.com.
Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show with Bob Seska and Chez Pazienza.
Hey, welcome back. All right, yeah, it's a Tuesday show. All right, so let's continue on here. I was rather taken aback by a couple of things I didn't know about Bernie Sanders. And, you know, look, I mean, I've got to qualify.
He's a black woman.
He's actually a black woman, strangely enough. I mean, I bet you didn't know by looking at him. But, I mean, I'm not... I think Hillary's going to get the nomination. I'm pretty well confident of that. Yeah. But I mean, I like Bernie Sanders. I like many of the things he has to say, and I like his style. I think he's a good guy. He's a smart guy, and he's brave. I mean, that's one thing that not a lot of politicians are. He's willing to stick his neck out and own his socialism, and that's rare. Very few. You know what? Public people. The only other public person I've seen admit repeatedly that he's socialist is Lawrence O'Donnell.
Right.
I'm talking about like A-list people in politics. It's like Bernie Sanders, Lawrence O'Donnell, and no one else wants to admit it. So, but there were a couple of things that bothered me and I about Bernie Sanders that I just learned about this week, and maybe I should have known these things already. Bernie Sanders is opposed to allowing gun victims to sue gun manufacturers. Hmm. He said to Jake Tapper over the weekend. He said if somebody has a gun and it falls into the hands of a murderer and the murderer kills somebody with a gun, do you hold the gun manufacturer responsible? Not any more than you would hold a hammer company responsible if someone beats somebody over the head with a hammer. That is not what a lawsuit should be about. Hmm. So he's doing the comparing hammers to guns, which is kind of sort of the argument every time we have a gun control discussion.
But I get where you're coming from. But, I mean, guns are certainly made to kill people. That's it. That's what they're handguns especially. That's what they're made for.
Right. Right. I would have thought that Bernie Sanders would be a little less connected to the NRA, because that's always the NRA's thing too. Whenever this comes up, it's like, well, what about cars? Are we going to ban cars next? People get killed by cars all the time. Well, cars are not made for killing and injuring living beings. That's what a gun is made for. So, okay. So there was that, which was disturbing. And then he started attacking the president about the president's jobs record. He said the real unemployment, he quoted this real unemployment rate thing that we see Drudge and Fox News Channel do all the time.
I freaking hate that. I really do. Yeah.
He said, when you talk about the economy, we also have to have an honest assessment of unemployment in America. Once a month, the government publishes a set of figures. The last set of figures they published said the official unemployment was 5.4%. But there's another set of government statistics, Sanders continued, and that real unemployment, if you include those people who have given up looking for work and the millions of others who are working part-time 10, 20, 25 hours a week, when they want to work full-time, when you add all of that together, real unemployment is 10.5%.
Yeah, that's a stretch.
It's the labor, you know, it's the whole labor participation rate thing that we hear from the Republicans all the time.
Right. Yeah.
It's really frustrating because the labor participation rate is, and I'm not going to get really wonky here, but just suffice to say that the labor participation rate is being affected by the largest population of Americans ever to retire at a single time.
Yep.
The baby boomers.
Yeah, exactly.
Good Lord, the baby boomers are retiring in droves now. They're all in their mid to late 60s. So therefore, the labor participation rate is going down because this ginormous population of Americans is getting out of the labor force because they're retiring. Now, certainly there are people who are not working as much as they could because of various circumstances. But to lay that at the foot of a sitting Democratic, by the way, Democratic president, I mean, what we don't want to do is start giving the Republicans fuel. We'll say, well, Bernie Sanders said the labor participation rate and the 10.5% real unemployment rate. Oh, God. We have enough to contend with by dealing with, you know, like when doofus Rick Perry says something like that, or Mike Huckabee. I don't need Bernie Sanders going around attacking the president. I mean, he didn't specifically name the president, but he's basically attacking the president's jobs record.
I've made this clear. I like Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
I do. I like him. I like some of his policies. I've met the man. He's terrific. He's a terrific folk hero. I wouldn't want him to be president. I know that for a fact. I'm not as left-wing as he is.
Yeah.
You know, I'll readily admit that. Well, you know, so I think he'd make a terrible president. But that's, you know, that I think that all of this sort of this inability, this unwillingness to what is going to wind up being, you know, working within sort of, at least in some ways, the system, Bernie's just going to f***ing buck all that and nothing's going to get done.
Yeah, I mean, I've warmed to the idea of Bernie Sanders as it's just sort of projecting Bernie Sanders into the presidency. I mean, the question I have is still, like, is this a president who could govern based upon his stated agenda? And that's the big question mark. I think he'd do a fine job. He's certainly a competent politician. He's certainly a very good one. And, you know, again, I think he's extraordinarily brave. But yeah, that's my big question mark, because, you know, I think there would end up being a lot of disappointed people when he'd have to start compromising to get things done.
Yeah.
And as people were disappointed with Obama, people were disappointed with Jimmy Carter for the same reason, Bill Clinton, of course. So, you know, you have to weigh those things against his, you know, what his natural gifts are, and gifts that I readily acknowledge, and I do agree with him on a great many things.
Sure.
He is more to the left than I am. There's not a big as gap as it is between you and him, but certainly, certainly there is a gap between me and him. But all that said, I was just I was completely appalled by these couple of things, and they both came down today. This thing with the unemployment thing, and then the guns thing. Good Lord! So, yeah.
Well, I mean, look,
I mean,
the thing that we always bitch about from the far left, we have to apply ourselves.
Yeah,
and that thing is. Are you willing to, let's say you're a supporter of Bernie Sanders. Let's say, you know, let's say you, Bob Seska, are a supporter of Bernie Sanders. Mm. Would that be enough to, you know, those things, those little things that you don't like, would they be enough to sort of tilt you away from him?
Now,
because the fact is, you're never going to find a presidential candidate. You're never going to find a candidate who is every single thing you want. And that's what we've obviously, you and I have bitched at the left about for so long.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is you got to get used to it. You're never going to get every single thing you want. So you can either, you know, cross your arms and pout and, I'm not getting the perfect president I want, and then go sit in a fucking corner. Or you can shut up and get 60, 70, 80, even 90% of what you want, as opposed to getting absolutely zilch.
Yep. That's an excellent point. I stand corrected, because that's exactly what we've been talking about all along with regards to President Obama, is that, you know, again, you know, you can't be a purist. You can't have everything you want. Not every politician is going to match perfectly your own personal agenda.
Yeah, exactly.
And again, you know, Bernie Sanders admittedly does have a D rating from the NRA. So he's not the NRA's best friend.
Oh, no, he's not. No, he's not at all. He's just because he might be with them to some extent on, you know, he might be sort of a little bit further to the right on, say, like tort reform. That does not by any chance mean that he's, you know, he's cozying up. He's sleeping with Wayne LaPierre.
No. And, I did notice today on Facebook, at this point in time in 2008, Barack Obama was 17 points behind Hillary Clinton in the polls. And then I went to Real Clear Politics and noticed that the average has got nationwide Bernie Sanders 48 points behind Hillary Clinton, which, you know, he's really going to have to build some momentum if he's going to close that gap.
Bernie Mentum.
Feel the burn. Isn't that the slogan? Feel the burn?
I don't. Whatever. Oh, that's my God. Slogan. Would that be terrible?
Yeah, I think it is.
Great. Everybody who votes for Bernie Sanders gets a free Subaru.
Okay, so we didn't get to a lot of, you know what, one of the things I wanted to talk about during the free portion of the show is this crazy South Carolina state senator.
Lee Bright.
Yeah, Lee Bright, who gave us one of the finest redneck rants of recent memory. So we'll talk about that on the post-mortem show. Also, Cosby, talk about that on the post-mortem show. Or, you know what? Yeah, we'll talk about Cosby a little bit, maybe expand upon it on the after party on Friday. And, oh my God, a story no one's talking about. This is all going to be on the post-mortem show, which you can sign up for at patreon.com/Bob and Chez, or click the Patreon link right below the logo at bobseska.com. There's this crazy men's rights activist in Australia.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
And
the one who says that it's time to start killing women.
Time to start killing women. We're going to talk about that on the post-mortem show. Good effing Lord. All right, like I said, you can get all kinds of cool stuff that you don't get for free. by signing up at patreon.com. You can sign up at the $5 level, and that'll get you the postmortem show. You can sign up the $10 level, and that'll get you the postmortem show plus the after party every Friday, which has been fucking great, by the way. I don't mind bragging. The after party has fucking ruled lately, and if you've been missing it, you've been missing a lot of fun stuff. Namely, you got to do some Jesse Ventura for me. Give me some Jesse Ventura.
What? Thermite paint. People are listening to the after party so that they can paint themselves with thermite paint.
I swear to God, after Friday's show, I spent like 3 days laughing at that. Just like it kept popping into my head, or I would see that meme that I made on Facebook, and it would just crack me the F up.
Yeah. So you got to listen to his like conspiracy show sometimes. Oh my God, are they great?
So
that when he did that, what it was actually called, like conspiracy theory or something. I can't remember.
At the $15 level, you get the commercial-free, not safe for work version of the free show, plus the after party. I said the after farty. Yeah, that's a different show. Plus the post-mortem show. So sign up at patreon.com. We'll see you on Thursday. Bye-bye.